SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is a Monday. Good, bad, and the dumb. Oh, let's start off with something good.
Oh, the good is a man getting pummeled in Hong Kong.
Well, how could that be good, you ask?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Tony. No, this man in Hong Kong came out of the Avengers Endgame movie and just started to shout out the plot line and ending while people were standing in line.
Why do people think this is a good idea? Why do people think this is a good idea? This is, you know, can I tell you something real quick? When I was in line to go to the movies Friday night to see this, they let out the one of the theaters. It was on so many theaters, but one of the theaters was being let out. And as they were walking, I was with my son and his friend, was standing near them. And then they saw all of their friends from school. And I was so afraid that one of them was going to do this as a joke, just as one of those teenage things. And I was standing next to them and I was so worried about it. And my buddy, you know, my son and his friend were like, shut up, don't say anything, don't say anything. And they were like, but nobody ever did. And I was so worried because people will do this and it just drives me crazy. I'm glad this is good.
That's why I'm saying it's good because I mean, this guy was doing it. I mean, he literally, bloodied. People just really took to him.
He could have died.
He probably could have died. But, you know, that's what I also wanted to bring this up, too, is that collectively as a society, I think we deserve a pat on the back. Because we have so many avenues that we can do. We could go LaShawn McCoy on this whole thing. And the whole movie could be spoiled within a second. But we're not. And I think we realize, like, you know what? No, we let other people enjoy it how I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And obviously my other good is that, you know, because of Endgame, grossing over $1.2 billion this weekend worldwide. Did you hear about that?
I heard this. It's a ton of money. I mean, just over a billion. It took Titanic forever to get to a billion.
Well, but yeah, this is worldwide.
Right.
So domestically, it shattered the record. Domestically, I think the record was like a little over 250 million, and they're expecting it to be about 350 million.
It is really amazing when you think about, you know, how quickly now these movies, like we hear about records being broken all the time. Are we going to the movies more, or is the box office numbers skewed because there are more expensive options to watch these? That's what people are choosing.
Well, I mean,
I paid $13 for my ticket to watch it on the big double D or whatever it's called.
Part of the thing was that this didn't account for inflation. But if you really think about it, too, it's like, you know, it being a 3-hour movie kind of works against it because you can't show as many.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you have a 2-hour movie, you could probably fit like maybe an extra screening or two.
Yeah, that's true.
In a given day. Then, you know, I was reading some things like there were some theaters that were open 72 hours straight.
Yeah, it was crazy. And in our, we have a 12 theater, whatever it is. I think 4 of the theaters are used for this. This movie. I mean,
it was just unreal.
The demand is crazy.
So much to the point I couldn't even get a ticket, so I'm going today.
Good for you. Good for you.
You know, I had to wait till today to finally find a decent seat. I mean, I could have sat front row, but I can't do front row with this movie. I need to sit back. I need to see the whole thing. Even my son was like, well, if we can sit front row, you know, we'll be able to see it. I'm like, no, because you'll be turning your head to the left and then turning it to the right. And that's going to get annoying fast.
It is so crappy that theaters, they could fill those seats. So they have those seats, but those are terrible. I hate sitting down there. I hate them.
And I was surprised. I think the only reason why people did that is just so they could say they saw it opening weekend.
Oh, sure.
You know,
sure.
Those are the people who go back this week. They'll probably be the ones I'm sitting with today.
Yeah, I do think that this is one of those multiple viewing things where for a lot of people, like people will say they'll see it 3 or 4 times. I wanted to go again. Like after I left, I wanted to go back. I said, I know it's 3 hours, a long time sitting in a chair, but I felt like it's one of those movies where when you know how it all ends, you want to watch it again just to see it all come together knowing what you know.
Right.
Right. It's like,
I get that.
Usual Suspect is a perfect example. The Kevin Spacey movie is a perfect example. When you know what happens at the end, when you know how it ends, then you want to like, I want to know how we got there. Like now I can see it with a different lens And I want to see this with a different lens. So I can see myself going in. And I'm not a go see a movie twice at the theater. I'm a very patient guy. I have no problems waiting until it comes on pay-per-view, or I could get it on Redbox or something. But I might go to the theater to see this again, pay another $13 to go see this movie.
Find a matinee.
Or find a matinee is right. Yeah.
And only pay $8.
Yeah, exactly.
Save $5.
Oh, by the way, real quick, I did 3 hours. I did watch this with no soda or beverage or popcorn or anything. I was like, I'm not going to get up to use the restroom.
Okay.
I'm not going to even risk it.
I will take that into consideration for later on today.
Yeah. Plus, I didn't want to be the guy that was going, excuse me. Yeah, I got to get through.
Clay, always pick an end seat.
I know, right? You got to do it that way.
All right. The bad of the day is apparently there was a story of a massive herpes outbreak.
I saw that too.
At Coachella this year.
Yeah, way to go, Coachella.
With over 1,100 people reported being infected, but reading more news on it, it may not be true. And my bad is, does this make me bad because I want it to be true? I'm just being honest. I don't wish anyone ill will, and I'm not singling out one individual person. But when I first read the story, I was like, I love this story. I want it to be true. And then I read something like, that clinics in the area haven't really reported an uprise in herpes cases being diagnosed. What it is a website that people can go to, or an app that people go to find out how to treat herpes or get herpes over-the-counter medication. And they saw a rise. And so that's where this report is coming from.
I got you.
So I'm hoping that, maybe, teenage or 20-year-old something doesn't ever go to the doctor. I mean, they're all plugged in. They're self-diagnosing themselves anyways. It's probably why the millennials will die quicker than us.
Yeah.
But when I read that, I was a little disappointed. I was like, oh, man, how great would that be?
That's awesome.
So I'm putting the bad this week or all today.
Right. Okay. Very good. Right. That's legit.
I think there's a lot of people out there who with me on this one, like, God, it'd be great if that was true.
Yeah, I know. I know completely.
It seems so fitting that Coachella would have a herpes outbreak.
Of course. Of course. All right, so the dumb for this Monday.
The dumb of the day is a parrot that was arrested. The arrest of a parrot. A parrot that authorities say was trained to alert its drug-dealing owners to the presence of police has been apprehended in Brazil.
Oh. Okay.
The only reason why this story is dumb is because I don't know why, but I picture because the bird was arrested, I'm picturing the bird being led away in handcuffs. I mean, it was taken in. I think it was questioned, if I'm reading the article right.
What?
Or like them trying to get the bird to say. I guess what the bird would say was "Mama Policia" or something like that. Something along those lines. The parrot is now in the zoo.
Okay. Okay.
So I mean, he is in jail, I guess. But
is a parrot can you use that as evidence in a court?
See, that's where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
I mean, I get, it was a 20-something-year-old male and female that they suspected drug dealing, and they arrested the parrot. I don't read anywhere where they arrested the actual drug dealers.
That's amazing.
So that's why I'm just scratching. I'm trying to figure this out. Like, was, the bird, I mean, was he led away in a, was he thrown in the back of a cop car? Was he read his rights? Do they even have rights in Brazil? I don't know.
Did he have to call a lawyer? Could he even dial a phone?
Maybe.
Did they have to call a forum?
Maybe he tweeted.
That's terrible. That's all right.
Dad joke alert.
Dying on the vine. That's fine. Nevertheless, yeah, I mean,
I don't know why. I picture this bird just, being in a room where it has like that one-way mirror.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Good cop, bad cop coming in. Like, spill it, parrot.
So, and then the other cop comes in and goes, hey, here's some crackers, man. Just... He gets a little wild. He gets a little crazy. Why don't you just eat those crackers and chill out? Just tell me what really happened.
He was bit by a parrot when he was younger, exactly. So he's always...
Just,
He's always been off.
He's got it out for you. You know, he's got it out for me, too. But you take these crackers, you relax. Tell me, just tell me what really happened. Now, in all seriousness, let's say you're in a room and a guy shoots another guy in a room and he's like, now die, bang, you know, right? And the parrot repeats that. Is that something, is that evidence or is that just circumstantial garbage exactly. that you can't use?
Exactly. Right? That's why, I get if you have, I don't know what it is. I guess you could train animals to be on the lookout for police, right?
But yeah, you can't. Yeah, that's true. That's right.
But it just seems so far-fetched that you could actually use that against them in a court of law.
Yeah, really.
You know, I'm sure. I mean, you know, maybe it's just because we're American and we probably have parrot defense.
That's true. I always wanted a parrot. I always thought those were cool. But they are freaky how they can mimic your sounds and they can talk.
Yes.
It's a little weird.
And the fact that they don't really know how to control their talking sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know. I think that would be neat for a while, but I think after a while it would freak me out what they would say. Because they just repeat stuff. So if they hear something and they have it, they repeat it. And you don't, yeah.
Well, it's like I don't know which car insurance company it is, commercial that's going around where the parrot keeps repeating the guy's social security number.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you know, it's just something like that. Or, you know, things that you just say around the house that you really don't want other people to know that you say from time to time.
Yeah, exactly. I already got an Alexa that'll do that. I've already got an Alexa that'll report me to authorities if I say the wrong thing. I don't need a parrot in my house doing that.
But, I mean, if you're a Walter White type, maybe a parrot's the best way to go.
Yeah, yeah, that's very true. Very true.
Because I'm, in America, I don't know if that would hold up in a court of law, but in Brazil, that probably will get you sent to prison.
All right, that's the good, the bad, the dumb for a Monday. All right, coming up next, when one disgraced athlete really took on the world. That's next on SB Nation AM.